Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Krim. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Brunansky scores. Laudner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to home to get Gagne. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Braggs moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braggs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Laudner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bosio now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it and throws to second for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Al Newman pinch runs for Randy Bush. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Atherton now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive towards the mound. Bosio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Brunansky scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gladden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Castillo now playing shortstop. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Newman reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-4 in the game. Larkin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Deere moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Deere moves to third. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Deere scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Schroeder moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.